children dear. We have a message we want you to hear.
Jesus came to earth as a babe. It's true. He came for me and he came for you.
This program you're about to see is for you, but also for me.
So sit very still. Don't make a sound. Tonight, God's love will be spread around.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his hometown to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem in Judea. The town of David was alive with activity. You see the merchant David standing in the doorway of his shop. He stopped to speak to some of the travelers.
Hello. Excuse me. May I speak with you for a moment about your travels to the city? Are you here for the census?
Yes, I am. I've been walking a very long way.
What do you think about this Roman census?
I just don't like it. But I have no choice, because it's the law of the land. I am far too busy to come to Bethlehem and bother with taxes.
Here come some more travelers. Excuse me, are you also here to pay your taxes?
I agree with you, but Caesar doesn't care about us. He just wants our money.
You sure are right about that.
Wish us luck.
Indeed. I've never seen Bethlehem so crowded. Where will everybody stay tonight? You think you'll be able to find rooms?
I'm not worried. I arrived early and already have my room.
Are you sure we're feeding? You better start later.
Wish us luck.
Indeed. I do wish you luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Jacob.
How are you doing?
Ah, fellow merchants, isn't this something?
I've never seen this many people in town. Can you believe it?
Oh, I love it. These crowds are great for our business. The more people, the better.
They're buying everything off the shelves, and that puts money in our pockets.
And nothing sounds better than a jingle of coins in our pockets.
You can say that again. Samuel, what are you doing in such a rush? I bet you'd be busy at the inn.
This is a nightmare. I just had to run out for more supplies and bedding for all these travelers. We're completely full. I can't talk now. I've got to hurry.
Yes, you also must be going. There's so much to do.
Bye. Here comes some more travelers. Excuse me, have you also come to Bethlehem for the census?
Yes, I'm Joseph, and I belong to the house in line of David. I'm Bethlehem, registered with my wife Mary. I really can't talk to you now. Must hurry to find a room for the night.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have some bad news. There are no rooms available.
Oh, Joseph, what will we do? We must have a room for the night.
Don't worry, Mary. God will provide a place for us. Come along.
And Joseph took Mary and walked to the nearest inn, seeking a place to stay.
May I help you?
Yes, we'd like a room for the night. Do you have a vacancy?
I'm sorry, sir. There's not a single room available.
Must be someplace. My wife is so tired, and she must have a place to rest the night.
I'm sorry, sir. We have absolutely no rooms left.
It must be someplace. My wife is going to have a baby, and it might be born tonight.
Oh, dear, let me think. The only place I could think of is maybe you could go to the stable. You could use the clean straw to make her a bed there.
What do you think? Will that be okay, Mary?
Yes, Joseph, I'm sure it will.
Thank you, sir, for your kindness.
Praise the Lord, we have a place to stay for the night. Even though it's only a stable, I'm so exhausted after this very long journey.
Just sat in for shepherds in fields of
Thank you.